إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار والذين كفروا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم.
Allah shall admit those who believe and do righteous works to the gardens beneath which rivers flow. As for the unbelievers, they enjoy the pleasures of this transient life and eat as cattle eat. The fire shall be their resort.
وكأين من قرية هي أشد قوة من قريتك التي أخرجتك أهلكناهم فلا ناصر لهم.
O Prophet, how many are the cities that had greater power than your city that drove you out? We destroyed them, and there was none to protect them. How many are the cities that had greater power than your city that drove you out? This alludes to Makkah, where the Quraysh persecuted the believers to such an extent that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was virtually forced to emigrate.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ.
Then, can he who is on a clear guidance from his Lord be like him whose evil deeds have been embellished to him and who pursued their lusts?
مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم.
Here is the parable of paradise, which the God-fearing have been promised. In it shall be rivers of incorruptible water, rivers of milk unchanging in taste, and rivers of wine, a delight to those that drink, and rivers of pure honey. In it they will have every kind of fruit as well as forgiveness from their Lord. Can such be like those who will abide in the fire and will be given a boiling water to drink that will tear their bowels apart, and rivers of pure honey? What is stated here has been explained in the hadith. The milk served to the people of paradise will not have been extracted from the udders of cattle. The wine will not have been obtained by fermenting fruit, and the honey will not have been derived from the nectar of bees. These will rather flow as natural springs flow.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم واتبعوا أهواءهم.
Among them, some give ear to you, but no sooner do they leave your presence than they ask those endowed with knowledge, "What is it that he said just now?" Such are those whose hearts Allah has sealed and who pursue their lusts. What is it that he said just now?
This is said in regard to the unbelievers, hypocrites, and the people of the book who refuse to believe. They used to seat themselves in the gatherings around the Prophet, peace be upon him. They also listened with others when the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught people or when the verses of the Quran were recited. However, since they were instinctively disinclined to the substance of his teachings, their listening to what was taught was of no consequence, and when they departed from those gatherings, they would ask one another, "What is it that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said?"
وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ.
As for those who were led to the guidance, Allah increases them in their guidance and causes them to grow in God-fearing.
فَهَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا فَأَنَّى لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ.
Are they waiting then for anything else than the last hour to suddenly come upon them? Already, some of its tokens have come. But when it does actually come upon them, where will any time be left for them to take heed?
فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ.
Know, therefore, O Prophet, that there is no God but Allah, and ask forgiveness for your shortcomings, and also for the shortcomings of believing men and believing women. Allah knows the places where you move about and where you dwell, and also for the shortcomings of believing men and believing women.
One of the morals taught by Islam is that even if one does all one can in God's servitude and worship, one should still feel all along that this falls short of what the Lord required one to do. One should therefore be ever prone to recognize one's shortcomings and beseech God to forgive any dereliction of duty he owed him. This is the underlying spirit of the prayer taught by God, and ask forgiveness for your shortcomings.